Hello, everyone, and welcome to the May June Pro bonus episode of the tribe shit. My first was like the bonus episode of Survivor JJC, and then I was like, no. In my head, I was like, no, that's not right. Then I automatically went to the tribe, which, you know, it's been like 4 years.
Home show.
Welcome to the bonus episode of. What are we doing? The broadcast. This is combining 5 episodes from the months of May and June. We're in the middle of June right now, so it should have just May ones, but I figured I would just pick up where we left off once we start season 5. I don't know, whatever. We had some weeks off. There was only 4 episodes to go with, okay? We didn't have any bonus from last week, as you can tell, because our real length episode was only like 5 minutes shorter. No, it wasn't. We recorded for 2 hours and 6 minutes, and that was after I was like, okay, guys, I'm cutting you all out. Closing time. I can't export this.
It's over. Mom's turning on the lights.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, there was so much in there that I didn't cut any. I only cut a couple of blooper things out, but there's no bonus content from that. So I was only had 4 episodes to really work with. So I figured I would just combine it. And since time is a flat circle in quarantine, as we talked about last time, this is the May, June one, whatever we were calling it. I know it was like May, June Pro or something at some point, but yeah. So here we are. What's up? How is it going? How is it going?
Oh, it goes. I'm here.
Excellent. Well, this is your warming up for our main event, our actual show, our episode, our season 5 premiere episode, which we'll be recording right after this. But I think that one's going to come out before this comes out. Season 5, crazy talk. So anyway, we've got 7 bonus clips for you guys today. I'm pretty sure I've got the spacing right this time. I mean, I left a lot of space in between. A lot. Like, I can physically see it. I know I say this every week, but I swear, guys, this time I truly mean it. So, anyway, here we go. The first clip is called, and it's a short one, and it, quotations, hyper. It was some foreshadowing, and I took it out. Whatever. Here we go. Check out some of the other shows on the network. The Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen finale is Wednesday, a couple of days ago, as of this episode airing. I'm sure we're going to have a lot to say about that, and I'm sure it's going to be super hyper, so check that out. So, cut to the narrator being like, it was. So at the point I edited this was the day after that show, and I was, as we all know, I was super hyper drunk on that show, and I was still kind of embarrassed and ashamed about it. I was super embarrassed, so I kind of took that out. I was like, I don't want to draw any attention to it. I'm just going to take the throwaway line out and let you know, because I was super self-conscious of it at the day that I edited that. In retrospect, I think it would have been fine to leave in, but sometimes, you know, you just need that extra 26 seconds of time, and it's got to go.
It's fair. Yep.
So, anyway. Totally fair. Yeah. All right. The next one is also about, so this was also foreshadowing something that did not actually turn out the way that it was supposed to turn out. So I needed the extra space when I was editing, so I just took the whole thing out. But now I can actually explain what happened with that. So here we go. Word is somebody might be doing a cameo for Jay, either thanking him for his service on the podcast or asking him to stay. The person that's paying for this cameo hasn't quite decided what it's going to be yet. Me. So,
I'm the person.
I'm the person. It's me.
Who are you getting to do the cameo?
Jeremy.
Ooh.
I'm not sure why I whispered it, because I'm pretty sure Jay was asleep at the time. But so that was when I got 5 people and then canceled all of them right before because I was like, perhaps I shouldn't be dropping $200 on Cameo. I have other things to do with my Patreon money. Thank you very much. I'm just kidding.
But fair enough.
Yep. I don't get $200. I'm just exaggerating. But yeah, so essentially I rethought it the next morning and then I canceled a couple of them. And then by the, I forget what happened, but like it was like an hour before the show and none of them had responded. None of the ones that I still had asked. Like, I think it was like Wendell and Jeremy and Richard Hatch still. Cause it ended up being like Wendell, Jeremy, Richard Hatch, Reem, or Spencer. I don't know. Cause I had things I wanted to say and like,
Spencer.
I know he doesn't even like Spencer, but I wanted him to say, Jay, 0% chance of doing another podcast. Cause I thought that'd be really funny. And then with Reem, I just wanted to be like, dude, stay. So I wanted to have like this thing and like with all of them, like a little montage of it. And like I specifically asked for short things just so I could do that. But whatever, nobody had really gotten back to me by the time, which is fair. They're busy, you know, with their finale. But that was the point where I was like, okay, I think I can cancel all of these. I don't need to do them. The joke is for the podcast and this is clearly not coming in before the podcast. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the future, if it ever comes up again, I will go back and do it. But hey, at least I didn't ask Joey Amazing because, wow, what a shit show that dude turned out to be.
Jesus.
I know, right? What the fuck is that? In case anybody out there isn't caught up, Joey Amazing is...
not so amazing.
Yeah, he's in a male empowerment cult and... posted something about being grateful and privilege, and it was all over the fucking place while quoting Marcus Aurelius. I know. Talk about tone deaf. And
I mean, he was just trying to be like coach there. Come on, that's already been done.
But Rick Devins, you remember Devins? Was that the one you didn't watch? That was the first Edge of Extinction.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
So he was
I've heard that name, though.
Yeah, you know Devins. He's, like, all over the place.
He's, like top three, right? Either the winner or the third player.
No, so he was the one that we all thought was going to win going in, and then he lost in the fire-making challenge to the dude that came back from Edge of Extinction, and the Edge of Extinction guy went on to win, and he went on to the jury in fourth. So, but he's, like, he's a newscaster in real life and he definitely likes to hear himself talk. So like sometimes he says things that are interesting and sometimes you're like, shh, the other people are talking now. Like me. So, you know, anyway, but, so Devins was like, dude, like it or not, we have privilege that other people and experience and other people experiences that we don't understand. And it's time to like, let them be angry if they want to be angry or something like that. And it was very like, it was well spoken. And Joe went off on this like paragraph long, like rambling, terrible punctuation, no, whatever about like having a cell phone is privilege and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, I think I'm out now. But anyway, so that dude ended up being crazy. Okay. Gross. Catch up, everybody. If you're looking for the cliff notes of it, go to the War Dog's Twitter. Who figured that the War Dog was going to be like this awesome person in real life? I did not see that coming on the show. Anyway, War Dog was also on Edge of Extinction. You missed all of this, Shandy. Okay, next one. Not going to ask that question. And... I think you guys probably, Shandy, you obviously knew that I didn't put this particular clip in the show, and I'm sure that you think that I did, but I didn't, but we'll still get some light of day here. Yeah, I'm really not going to ask the question, but if I was going to ask the question, I would say, how come you didn't feel that way about Hillary? But anyway, I'm not going to ask that question. So, okay.
In the bonus.
Just in the bloopers. Yep. But it's a fair point. It's a really fair point.
Yeah. Kind of open and honest discussion here.
So what we're talking about there was Gott's email about Michelle Obama and how he'll always respect the first lady. And I was like, gotcha. You don't do that with Hillary. But then, you know, I was like, eh. anybody could just come back at me and be like, she wasn't the first lady while she was running. And then I would have been like, well, I was talking about 30 years ago. And then I was like, eh, this is not really a semantics argument I want to get into with anybody. Yeah. Some days you just can't. I still think it was funny, though. Just saying. All right. Our next clip is called Internet Dry. Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't been as internet dry as you guys have, but I have definitely trying to, like, pull it back during the day just because, I can't go down the rabbit hole.
Facebook.
Facebook sucks. Twitter also sucks, but at least Twitter you can hashtag, like, pick what you want to see. So there's that. Which is also, I think, everything that's probably wrong with the world in which you can only live in your echo chamber. But you know something? We live in 2020 and I don't give a fuck. The end. Okay. Mm. I stand by that. Fun fact, my mom wanted to join Twitter the other day. She was at my house.
Oh my goodness.
I did not want that. So I was like, part of me was like, oh, maybe she'll join it and see, like, Lincoln Project ads and other truth bombs. Like, maybe she'll follow Trump and she'll finally, like, see the crazy shit that he says. Because she was like, well, for my students, especially because we're going to be online learning, I'm not going to really be able to know what they're, like, reading and have, like, actual discussions with them like I would be in person. So it would be nice to, like, check out Twitter and see the things that they're exposed to so then I know what to bring up. You know, because she doesn't have, like, to bounce off. And I was like, and I was like, well, you know, that's kind of a fair point. But also, on the other hand, the selfish part of me was like, don't do it. It's a cesspool. You don't want to join it, Mom. You don't want to join it. She's like, but your sister reads it. And I was like, she doesn't have an account.
Your sister reads Twitter.
No.
She subscribes.
What I figured out was my sister does is she gets, like, the HuffPo and the BuzzFeed news, you know, news things on her phone, the alerts. So they always just pull together tweets, right? Like, all the BuzzFeed and HuffPo articles, like, are just, like, tweet compilations. Yeah. So right. That's what my sister is reading. Like, she's not actually on Twitter. She did. So I, like, but Twitter I was nervous for a hot second. I made my account private. And then once I felt the threat level had passed, I...
Just, 2020 didn't need that on top of everything else.
It didn't. It still sure. might yeah, get enough. It. But once she was having trouble uploading her... She had to create, like, because they're using Blackboard, and she had to, like... Like, all the teachers were introducing themselves in the one thread, and she was trying to figure out how to post under that thread, like, her introduction paragraph. And once she couldn't figure out how to do that, I was like, okay, I think we've got some time with this Twitter thing. We're going to punt that one till August. So anyway, yeah, Twitter remains a safe space for me right now. All right, we're almost done. We've got a couple more short clips. This one is me being manic. It's called An Hour Ago, and I'm singing just to the tune of Yesterday. Usually the song ones go in the bloopers. And since I just said into another one that I was going to put in the bloopers, I might have actually labeled each line wrong, incorrectly. And when I do the blooper show, I might actually get some bonus stuff.
A bonus blooper.
I guess we'll find out. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, everybody, it's been great. It's been real. I don't know how I'm going to edit all that out. We're just going to go straight from the email to the yesterday one. Yesterday. Oh, my trouble seems so far away.
Oh, my God.
By the time that you're all hearing this. This thing that I've been complaining about will be an hour ago. I don't remember what I was complaining about. But that was obnoxious, and that's why I took it out. Moving on, the next one is called WhatsApp Lessons. And it's kind of like it sounds. Here we go. This isn't Jared and WhatsApp. This is, like, real life. That's a good point. Thank you.
I don't know what it is either. It's fine.
Jared Kushner and Mohammed bin Salman have a WhatsApp chat.
And, of course they do.
And this has been going on since Jared allegedly gave MBS the A-OK to kill Khashoggi over WhatsApp. Over WhatsApp. Right.
Because he's responsible for peace in the Middle East. That's, yeah. You know, peace. He's working hard.
Yeah.
Peace in his pocket.
I know.
He's working as hard as his privileged self can, yeah. You know.
Of course this is how it works. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. Jared and all them, they, like confirmed have WhatsApp chats with all those people that, like, the bad people.
Butter emails?
Ooh.
Butter emails. Yeah.
I just ripped this.
Nope. None of that stuff surprises me anymore. Of course.
This is going to be a great... This is going to be a great bonus clip. There we go.
All done. I've forgotten all about that.
Yeah, me too.
Get your
education. And I was like surprised/not surprised all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally relived that one again in real time.
Yeah. I love how I was like getting ready to say something about emails like at the end of the clip. And then I heard myself say something about emails in the clip.
Don't worry, pass, Shandy. She got you.
We are nothing but not consistent, because if you guys noticed, when I shouted butter emails really loudly, I also covered my hand with my face, which I believe I did the exact same thing while we were actually recording. I was like, oh, sorry. That's like when we laughed at when the last time we did this, we had the Real Housewives of Albany clip, which was us talking about how Cuomo kind of acted like a real housewife or something. And I think Amanda's like, I was waiting for him to flip the table. And like, Shandy and I both laughed like the exact same way that we laughed in the clip at the same time. I don't know. Whatever. We're funny. The end. All right. Final clip. Wrapping up here for this bonus show. This is called Right Click Away. And Amanda and I commiserate about our mouse issues. So here we go. But I also have my work laptop mouse here, so it's very confusing. I gotta put like this like way out of the way.
I stole Daniel's mouse, his like wireless mouse, just so that I can right click.
Nice.
Because when I remote desktop into my work computer, my like mouse pad on my laptop doesn't work, so I can't right click. So I literally use this thing just so I have a right click. It's all it does. It's its only function.
Damn.
And I carry it around the apartment with me like a little mouse friend so I can right click when I need to.
No judgment here. I love that so much. Do you still carry it around?
Little mouse friend. I was going to say like a pet, but little mouse friend is better. Good job, past me. Solid joke.
It was a solid joke. Do you still carry it around the apartment?
Yeah, it's never too far away. It's right here. There he is.
Woo-hoo!
Little mouse friend. The only thing that seems to be working at current, the rest of my system is just crashing on me left and right. But friend is still stable and supportive.
Awesome. I have the old mouse back, the one that we stopped using because it was like, you know, dying very quickly, easily. Like, I love it. I'm never going to let it go. I'm so happy. I hate the other mouse, which is the one that you have that you carry around.
With the trackball? Yeah.
I hate the ball.
I hate the ball. That's why I only use it to right click, because I can't figure out, like, it blows my brain apart trying to figure out the rolling ball. I can't. It's too much. It's a bridge too far.
Yeah. Can't right. Right click in the ball.
Right click in the ball.
All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for being here for our bonus show. Anybody have any bonusy things to say before we close out? No. Cool. Thank you for being a patron. We appreciate it as always. And we are happy to have you here. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so, so much. All right. Well, on that note, check us out as we start our fifth season. Every Fridays, give or take, new episodes come out, and we record every Tuesday. So if you have any feedback for us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. All right, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye. Bye.